The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen. May 3, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had shared an explicit video with someone on the site Omegle and that person was now demanding $1,000 or they would send the video to all their friends and family. The complainant was advised by police that this is a very common extortion and was urged not to pay. Complainant had not shared any personal information and was encouraged to delete their social media account. May 5, 1000 block of 56th Street. Complainant reported two suspects in a black truck damaged the signage at their office building sometime overnight. Police attended and reviewed the video, which showed five teenagers pulling the sign out of the dirt and breaking it. Video was obscured, making identification of the suspects difficult. Approximate damage is $500. May 5, 1100 block of 55th Street. Complainant reported the catalytic converter stolen overnight from their vehicle parked in the locked garage of their apartment complex. Police attended and found the point of entry likely through the gate where two metal bars had been cut and removed. The building owner confirmed no surveillance video available. File concluded pending any further evidence. May 5, 1100 block of 55th Street. While investigating the previous catalytic converter theft, police were approached by another complainant who advised the catalytic converter had also been stolen from their parents' vehicle parked in the garage. Police canvassed the neighborhood for video with negative results. May 7, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business contacted police indicating a theft had occurred 40 minutes previous. Police attended and were informed by the business security team that their video surveillance indicated the suspect was in another shop. The suspect was located and arrested. Upon searching the suspect, police recovered five stolen items, which were returned to the complainant. The suspect was released with a future court date and no-go order to the mall. Ladner. May 3, Police Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant received a call from a person claiming to be from a well-known electronics company. Complainant provided the caller with a social insurance number and passport number before realizing it was a scam. Complainant not aware of any loss at this time. Police advised the complainant to contact Equifax and TransUnion. May 7, 3500 block of Highway 17. Police stopped a vehicle, which was observed swerving within its lane. When police approached the vehicle, they observed a driver with a distinct odor of liquor on their breath. The driver was also having difficulty locating their driver's license and fumbling with their wallet. The driver provided two breath samples with both reading, fail. The driver was given an immediate 90-day roadside prohibition and a 30-day driving suspension, and the vehicle was impounded. A taxi transported the driver and passengers from the area.